Because it's Boat Week, we decided to take the show on the road. We're over at Tio Gordo's Casino, which is going to be a busy place today and tomorrow, all weekend long, as the Port Huron to Mackinac race is coming up on Saturday. But we take a short break from talking about boats to talk about golf. I mean, what a great community this is when you can talk about boat racing and golf all in the same breath. Yes. J.D. Jowett is here.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, J.D. How's everything going at Golf Country?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's, you know, like you say, this weather is just awesome. It's,
this is great.
I mean, mild and could use a little rain.
But you don't want to rain, you know, on a golf tournament or a boat race. So we'll take it when we can get it. But you're right, it has been pretty dry around here. The Junior Golf League is going great guns, aren't they?
They are. They're at Marysville this week. And actually today they teed off at 8 o'clock, so we got a group of kids going off both the front and the back, the 10 and 11-year-olds and all the way up to 14, 15-year-olds, boys and girls. So if you are interested in competing in a tournament venue or atmosphere, you can go to Golf Country Online, register there. It sets you right up. It'll walk you right through the whole process, or call Wendy Palmatier at Golf Country. It's 810-364-9160.
And like you've said, you don't have to sign up for the whole season, so you can pick and choose which tournaments you want to do. So it's not too late if you've got a young golfer.
No, we actually have four more tournaments through the end of July. Then we have the Tournament of Champions we're going to have at Port Huron Elks. Brian Bowman's invited us back again for there, and it's a great venue. So, yeah, you can get in as many or as few as you want. It's $35 a tournament for the younger kids, which goes through 13-year-olds, and then $45 for the older kids, which start at 14 and go all the way up till you graduate from high school. And it's both for the boys and the girls.
Fantastic. That's great. You're celebrating Christmas in July out at Golf Country, aren't you?
Yeah, Santa stopped in, and we got a few opportunities for people with some bags. If you buy a golf bag, you can get $15 off any dozen golf balls in the store. We also have a good clothing sale going on for both the men's and ladies. If you buy one piece, you save $5. Two pieces are $15. And if you find that third piece that you just can't leave, you get $25 off the whole purchase.
Great deal.
And then we have a dot system for the ladies, and all the items are marked. We have Under Armour, we have Betancourt, Bermuda Sands, and in men's we have Adidas, we have FootJoy, and we also have Under Armour for them too.
Great. Fantastic. Well, like you said, the weather has really turned around for us. We started out early in the summer where it was raining every weekend. We thought, man, are we ever going to get a weekend without rain? The last few weeks, though, have been pretty nice.
They have. Yeah, it did start out every Saturday. It seemed to rain on us and cold.
Yeah.
We didn't have much of a spring, but they say in Michigan we basically have two seasons.
That's right, exactly. Well, we're in our favorite one right now when you can get out and play lots of golf. And people seem to be doing that, don't they?
They do. We've been very, very busy at Golf Country. The range has been busy, and we've been fitting a lot of clubs. And we encourage people to come out, especially if their set's, you know, 5 or 6 years old, to at least come out. And there's no charge to actually check out the new equipment. We can show it to you. We have all the demos. We do have TrackMan also, so we can give you good solid numbers and explain what the numbers actually mean, because I think that's the biggest thing, where you go to some places and they'll just tell you the numbers, and you walk out and you still don't understand how it reacts with your clubs and what your clubs can do for you. But I'll walk through it. You make an appointment with me out there, JD, and I'll walk through and we'll analyze the set that you have. We'll also show you some opportunities for some better equipment, because every 4 or 5 years they actually come out with better technology, whether it be in head design or shaft design. And as the seasons get, our seasons get a little bit long, maybe it's time for a shaft change. We may not need that stiff dynamic gold anymore, and we can go to a lighter, like a 90-gram steel shaft in a regular, and pick up maybe 3 or 4 yards or even 10 yards.
I love talking about the technology that goes into it, because I don't understand a lot of it, but it's the same kind of technology, the same kind of engineering that goes into rocket science, automotive engineering. I mean, the guys that go to school for this kind of stuff are also designing golf balls and golf clubs.
Exactly, Paul. They actually, Callaway has brought people down from Boeing to help them design their golf balls. That's where they come up with the hex dimple.
Yeah.
It's more aerodynamic. It creates better lift. It lowers spin. Their golf balls are doing extremely well, and the same way with the drivers. They're trying to make less resistance and change center of gravity. Ping's come out with a great driver. This year has really taken off. It's called the G400 Max. It's the most stable driver on the market today. Most drivers, they call it MOI, or moment of inertia, run about 8,000. This driver is at 10,000. So it's a huge leap in development and technology. I mean, Ping pretty much leads the field, just like Callaway does. I mean, all these companies, when people come in and they ask me, well, which company is the best to get? It's really hard out of the top four choices, because they're all spending a ton of money on R&D, and all their equipment is good. It's really setting up the right shaft and getting what feels good to you, and also really what looks good to you. Because if you don't like what you're looking at when you're setting at a dress, chances are it's going to be very difficult for you to swing. So that's the other thing. Aesthetics is very important. Yeah. And it's amazing that you don't think about this, but also the sound. They actually have sound engineers that work with the golf companies to get the right sound, so it doesn't sound tingy, uh-huh, or like a 55-gallon drum, you know, that big right. thud. But they do. They have five or six people they employ just to work on the sound to get that correct.
Be darned. And that's interesting, because that's a big part of golf is the sound of the head hitting the ball. I mean, that's...
Well, you want it to sound... obviously solid.
Yeah.
You know, you want it to sound like you hit it well.
Yeah, you don't want to sound like a wiffle ball or something like
right.
that.
Right, exactly. And that's really where they're putting a lot of their stress in. Also performance and moving the CG. Mm-hmm. Because as we get older, we tend to hit the ball a little bit more from the left yep. side, because we're trying to gain those 5 or 6 or 20 yards that we've been losing back. Mm-hmm. And it really throws off the whole launch area. So a lot of times we may give somebody a little bit more loft, because mm-hmm. loft is your friend. It also helps keep it in the center of the fairway, and give them a lower CG to get that launch going again.
Yeah. Well, go out and see JD. Get yourself outfitted with some new clubs. At least look into it. And like you said, there's no obligation. I mean, you can go out at least get measured, figure out what you want, and then say, okay, here's my goal. I want to buy this, and then figure out how you're going to pay for it, and you can do that at a later time.
Yeah, we're totally price conscious, and you don't have to buy a whole set if you don't need them. A lot of people actually have sometimes too many clubs in their bag. Not that they're over the 14 mark, but yeah. they just don't play them all,
right,
or
yeah.
they go the same distance. So we're there to manage you, to help you with that, organizing your club arrangement. I also have Paul Jacks out there for lessons, and he does a wonderful job. He does full video, and it's only $45 for an hour, which is a very, very reasonable. He can actually send that video to you, so you have it for your reference after the lesson, and you can review it when you go to the range and practice. But he's been teaching for over 30 years. He was actually my tech rep for Ping. He's a master fitter for Callaway. So he went to their school out in California for 4 days, studied all that they had, passed their tests, and got a certification. And he also helps with adaptive golf too, for people that may have a stroke, or had a stroke and have some difficulty, physical difficulty, or whatever it may be. He can help you acquire that swing and manipulate that, so you can still play golf and enjoy your lifetime sport.
That's great. And it is a lifetime sport. We've talked about this before. You can start as a child, and you can play well into old age, and you do have to make modifications and adjustments as you go, and Golf Country can help you do that.
We can. We can help you on all the levels of golf that you want to play.
There you go. All right. What are your hours out of Golf Country?
We are there from Monday through Saturday from 9 until 8. And Sunday, we're there from noon until 5. We're located on Smith Creek Road at 4730 Smith Creek Road in Kimball Township. And you can reach us at 810-364-9160.
All right. It's a beautiful day. You want to just hang out here all day?
I think so. I'm sure. The food's awesome here.
Yeah,
we come here and eat all the time.
Yeah, lunchtime coming up in a little while. We just kind of parlay that into an afternoon at T.O. Gordo. Sounds good to me. J.D., thanks a lot. Appreciate it very
Thank
much.
Thank you, Paul.
J.D. Jowett from Golf Country with us here on WPHM as we broadcast from T.O. Gordo's Casino. Yeah, we are outside. We're out on the patio. It is a beautiful morning for that. It is 8:49.